Even Summit County residents with boat slips at Jordanelle State Park or season golf passes at Wasatch Mountain Golf Course are being turned away by state park employees. Wasatch Mountain State Park manager Tracy C. says they hate to do it, but they are sending people away.
Unfortunately, this past weekend, I turned away 13 people. They came from Salt Lake, Utah County, Summit County. And you feel bad as a park ranger because we're supposed to be here to help you get out and recreate, but that is the governor's mandate at this time. So unless you can show that you're a county resident, we're turning you away at the gate.
The state parks will stay open to county residents for now. Wasatch Mountain State Park has 23 miles of non-motorized trail. C says they have been very busy with record numbers for the time of year.
People are getting a little stir crazy being home and being boxed in. They need some relief. We're just really asking them to keep the social distancing at the trailheads. Don't gather, don't come in groups. We're supposed to be under 10. We prefer that it's even less than that. I've been having issues with people stealing my toilet paper and my hand sanitizer out of my restroom, which is really frustrating for the other folks that come to use them. We're no longer restocking sanitizer in them because I can't keep it in them. And so those are just some of the issues we're dealing with.
Although camping at Wasatch Mountain State Park usually doesn't start until warmer months, C says they have 47 campsites open now. All sites are exclusively for Wasatch County residents. C asks that all trail users follow the park rules and remain civil. She recently had a woman cough in her face after asking her to follow state and county law that her dogs be leashed in the park.
We had a situation where they let 5 dogs out of a vehicle and the dogs were running loose and we were trying to gather up the dogs and she got frustrated with me. It was shocking to me that somebody would do that. Another trailhead user that was trying to help was appalled by it and he was shaking. He's like, I can't believe somebody would do that. I can't believe somebody would act that way.
C says she's working with the county's attorney's office regarding the situation. Overall, C encourages people to only come to the state park in their county, prepare to provide proof of residency, and look up rules ahead of coming to the park.
We don't feel good about having to turn you away, so it's better if you don't put us in that position as well. I know people want to get out, but they just need to really protect themselves. I had people come from Salt Lake County just to picnic with the kids, and I hate making them pack up and leave, but that's kind of where we're at this time.
C said second homeowners and others living temporarily in the county can access the parks using proof of residence, such as a bill. I'm David Boyle, KPCW News.